Can I share one thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so if any of you are ever looking for an idea of how you can show gratitude to your spouse,
how we can insert these magic words into our conversations and make our marriages better.
I just find it so interesting because thank you, sorry, and please. When do we first learn these key phrases? When we're children. It's like the very first thing that we're teaching our little kids who are beginning to talk. Say thank you, say please, you know, and say sorry. It's really, these are fundamental lessons that we need to learn. And it's so interesting because as adults, it's like we've forgotten. We forgot how to do this, or we've gotten out of the practice, or it's gotten awkward. And just like the virtue that needs to be acquired or the muscle that needs to be worked, it's hard at first if you've lost the usage of it. But the more you work at it, the easier it will get. So how do we practice gratitude in our family? Well,
you're really good at this.
Okay, I have to put a disclaimer. Ken always builds me up. I feel like he makes me look way better than I am.
No, this is true.
Because you say I'm so virtuous, but really, I think...
Okay, this is here's a great strength for you. This is like the gratitude.
Okay. Okay, I'll just share what we do in our family. Every day at supper time, we all go around and we say three things that we're thankful for. Every day. If we have company over, we still do it. And you know what? I like it because it kind of helps me. It's like a touch point with our children. We find out what's, you know, and some of the kids, they don't really know, like the little ones, like, how do I say what I'm thankful for? We'll say, what made you happy today? What was your favorite part of the day? So just to kind of have some gratitude towards God for anything that's been good in your day today. And it's been beautiful because things that stand out to them, I totally forgot about that moment in the day. And I'm just grateful for that because I think we would miss out on so much if we wouldn't have that short little interaction at supper time.
And we are trying to develop this virtue within us as well. But when we do this at supper time, it's also developing it for the children. So giving an example, like everyone participates. So Catherine is three. No, Sarah is 3.5. Sarah's how old?
Yeah, Sarah's 3.5, yeah.
So Sarah today participated, and I thought it was just classic of what she might say. She, when it came to her turn, imagine the little 3-year-old girl saying this, Mommy and Daddy, get married, get a ring, kiss on lips.
It was so cute. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad,
get married, get ring, kiss on lips.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that too.
So that's one thing that we do communally.
Yeah.
But then individually, I think it's important to have individual prayer time. I would say that's one thing that we should encourage more with our children to do. Like when they get their first communion, we always give them a prayer journal. And in the journal, we ask them to start writing three things every single day that they're grateful for. And the reason that we do that is because for myself, that's been a practice that I've incorporated in my life since I was 18 years old. And I just turned 40. So I've got Rubbermaid bins full of journals. But
Rubbermaid bins full of journals highlighting what you're grateful for.
Right. Yeah.
I married up.
See? You don't have to keep
saying. But it says, what an incredible habit to develop.
Well, yeah, you're right. It is a habit. That's what it is. It is. And I'm just thankful, because I try to think of something new. Like, it's not always oh, thank you, Lord, for, you know, a safe house or a safe place to live. That'll come up every once in a while. But I try to make sure I do at least 5 different things every single day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in terms of... in conversation, I was a little bit more aware of this in the last couple of days because I knew we were going to talk about it. And I just noticed how we respond to each other. I was kind of analyzing our conversation and the kids. Like when you do something for someone, the appropriate response is to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's just. So it falls in underneath the virtue of justice because you're giving someone kind of what's due to them in some way. It's a kind, courteous thing. If we're not used to saying this in our families, expressing our gratitude, well, it might be a little awkward at the beginning, but you grow into it and it becomes second nature. And I know many of you, I'm sure this is part of your culture at home. Scripture says, and I thought it worth noting that in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So give thanks in all circumstances. So there's not a circumstance in our family life in which we cannot give thanks for something. Now, it doesn't mean that we're thankful for every circumstance, but it means that we can be thankful in the circumstance. There's a difference. We don't give thanks for evil. We don't give thanks for sin. We don't give thanks, but there's something in every circumstance that we can give thanks for. So even in marriage, even when marriages are struggling or there's discord a little bit, there's always something to give thanks to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this earlier. If we can't express our thanksgiving to God, who is perfect, we most certainly will not express our thanksgiving to another person who is imperfect. So this thanksgiving that we express to those in our family members will be enhanced as we first give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's also true for every other one.
Right. We were saying how the more we are accustomed to saying thank you, sorry, and please to God, the easier it will be to do that with the people in front of us as well. Mm-hmm. And really, when you look at our faith, like Jesus asks us to ask him. To say, please, Lord, I need you. I need, like, and put forth our requests. And to say thank you. Like, even Christ, he said thank you at the Last Supper. And then lastly, the forgiveness at the Sacrament of Penance. Like, that is a crucial part of our Catholicism.
And even Jesus giving thanks. Think about when he gave thanks with mm-hmm. his apostles. It's right before he enters the Passion.
Right.
He broke the bread. He gave thanks. Yet he knows that there's a traitor at the table.
Mm-hmm. So in every circumstance, there's always something that we can be thankful for. So can I share one thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So if any of you are ever looking for an idea of how you can show gratitude to your spouse, this is something I think I heard about it from a friend of mine. She had gotten a journal and every single day for an entire year, maybe some of you have done this before, for every single day, you mark the date and you write something that you're thankful for your spouse. And you do this secretly. You don't tell them. And then a year later, you wrap it up and you give them the book. And I think it's a special gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very special gift.
Anyhow, I think we're done on the gratitude point.
Sure.